faster, faster, faster. I need to work faster.
In fact, Penny is so busy that she doesn't even notice Billy Bear and Emma enter the post office.
Hi, Mrs. Pumpkin.
Fargo Key Largo. What? Who? What? Where? Oh, hello there, Emma.
Good morning, Penny.
Good morning, Billy Brown.
We just came to...
And I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. Costa Rica, Puerto Rico.
You seem busy, Penny.
I'm always busy, Billy. Always busy. The mail doesn't stop for anybody, anytime. Well, except for Sundays. But then the mail doesn't stop. The mailmen do. That's it. On a busy day like today, you've got to cut your laughter in half.
Why are you so busy?
Why am I so busy? Why am I so busy, my dear Emma? Do you see all of these envelopes and all of these packages?
Yes.
In the center of each of these envelopes and packages, someone has written an address. Do you know what an address tells us?
First, the address gives the name of the person that is supposed to receive the piece of mail.
That's right. And under the person's name is the number of their house and the street it's on.
So my address would say, Emma Little, 45 Nickel Road.
That's right.
And under the street name is the town, the state, and the zip code where the person lives.
And if the letter is going to another country, you write the name of that country at the bottom of the address.
Hey, do you kids know what your address is? If you do, say it now. I couldn't hear you. Say it again.
Penny, what do you do if you can't read the address on an envelope?
I'll tell you, Billy. If you look up here in the left-hand corner, you can see the return address. That's the place where the sender writes their own address in case the package needs to be returned.
But, Postmaster Penny, what if there is no return address?
No return address? Tisk, tisk, tisk. Sometimes people are in such a busy hurry that they forget to write the return address. But that's too bad for them, because then if there's a problem and we can't deliver their mail, we have no way to get it back to the original sender.
Oh, no, Billy. How are we going to deliver that strange package if we don't have an address or a return address?
Bingo! I've got some ideas, Emma. Don't worry.
You can tell from the addresses that the mail in the post office is going to people all over the world.
Wow, the mail really does like to travel, doesn't it?
Yes, Emma, the mail travels so people don't have to. Oh my, look at the time. So much mail to sort and little time to Iceland, Thailand, Rio Grande.
She's so busy that she doesn't even have time to finish her sentences.
I'm sorry, Billy, Emma, did you two need something? A stamp, perhaps. We have all different types of stamps. Dinosaur stamps, car stamps, animal stamps.
Actually, Penny, Emma and I just came in for a map of Max the Mailman's delivery route.
Max's route map? Why, we just got in a new load of letters and packages for that route.
More letters and packages?
Yep, here they are. And here's the map, Billy.
Thanks, Penny.
Anytime, Billy. Just remember to Iceland, Switzerland, Uzbekistan.